Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, a final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele.
Enterprise. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health candy, baby.
You know him, baby.
To seek
out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Wrecking the Game Radio with your host, DJ Smell So Good. And in international
call,
it is
the
Tasha
Show. Interface complete. Oh, shit. I had to start that. Yeah, the name of this show is BS, the Bullshit Show. So come on through, man, because this motherfucker wasn't even about to be a show today, because I don't know what the hell. I set the damn show today. It was supposed to be Where's Your Career Headed Wednesday, but the shit headed somewhere else. So, yeah, it's all good. I'm getting y'all into the Christmas mood, you know what I'm saying, right here live on the Starship Smelly Prize. Don't forget, man, each and every day we're live right here doing some crazy off-the-wall shit. Uncut, uncensored, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But guess what, y'all? Coming up at the top of the year, we are doing going damn near commercial. Yeah. We're going to hook up with WDKK Radio, man, and get y'all artists paid. You know what I'm saying? WDKK Radio submits songs to BMI and ASCAP. Therefore, you artists out there, to, you know what I'm saying, to roll with me, can start seeing some money rolling in, you know what I'm saying, for the new year. And knowing that your music is actually out there getting played, you know what I'm saying? And it's a big major movement, man. We really about to, you know, start something, you know what I'm saying, real. So put y'all in the Christmas mood, bitch. Some motherfucking easy.
Come
the way
over,
I do
honey, and give your Uncle Dolomite a kiss. Well, what you want, baby?
Won't you tell me a story?
You want me to tell you a story?
Hell yeah, me too.
Yes, honey. I'm going to tell you a story about the badass Eazy-E. He was drinking whiskey and gin at the age of 3. Listen and listen well. He's a bad motherfucker.
Give me that goddamn book. Here, let me read you this one. Christmas in Compton. It was a silent night.
I think people forget about the true meaning of Christmas. Love, friendship, and spending time with the family. Mama would be inside, fixing turkey and dressing, and me and my brothers.
Ho,
is that the black
ho,
Santa Claus?
I want a
ho.
Super Nintendo.
Merry
yeah. Sega Genesis.
Couldn't wait till it turned 12 o'clock.
cookies and milk, satin or silk. I'm chilling in the living room, wrapped in a quilt. I'm waiting on this fat red suit wearing, comparing my gifts to my homeboy next door to me. A gift here, none there, but who cares? My little sister needs a comb just to braid her nappy hair. But here we go again, waiting on the enemy to slide down the chimney. Look here, that ain't reality. We need some jobs in the ghetto, too much gang banging. When kids are playing, I hear the church bells ringing. On Christmas Eve, I believe. Jesus calls me. Forget the gift and the shopping list. Word. And the new kid, right. You just call it a trick, you better praise him.
Everybody, have Happy New Year. Ho, ho, ho.
Why you laugh? Why you laugh, dog? You made a nigga laugh. You made a nigga laugh.
Look, motherfucker, no hands. I suck that dick while I do a handstand. Don't hate me, cause I got some freak skills. If I don't do it, then the next bitch will. Look, motherfucker, no hands. I suck that dick while I do a handstand. Don't hate me, cause I got some freak skills. If I don't do it, then the next bitch will. I suck that dick from the back and that's real. I keep that dick hard like a piece of blue steel. A slipper when it's wet, deep though. I warm that dick like a fucking mean coat. I ain't playing games, say that shit for them lame. When you fuck with me, know it ain't gonna be the same. Come in, nigga, fuck me like you want this pussy. See, I'm a freak by nature, so you gotta keep it gushy.
Keep it gushy, yeah.
Look, motherfucker, no hands.
No,
I suck that dick while I do a handstand. I got them freak skills.
Yeah, I got.
If I don't do it, then the next bitch will.
Yes, she will.
Look, motherfucker, no hands.
No,
I suck that dick while I do a handstand. Don't hate me, cause I got them freak skills.
Yeah, I got.
If I don't do it, then the next bitch will.
Yes, she will.
You with the letter, but the letter ain't on my level.
My level.
Talking out your ass, saying you can do it better. We know you can't be me, so stop pretending like we enemies. Fall back. But don't push me. Put me in your bed, toss and turn and saying, "Crail, baby,
hey,
baby, be this nigga, motherfucking main lady." Push the power, got your nigga slap gone. Call me Energizer, pussy, cause I last long. Look, motherfucker, no hands. I suck that dick while I do a handstand. Don't hate me, cause I got them freak skills.
Yeah, I got.
If I don't do it, then the next bitch will.
Yes, you will.
Look, motherfucker, no hands. While I do a handstand, don't hate me, cause I got them freak skills.
Yeah, I got.
If I don't do it, then the next bitch will.
Yes, you will.
You gotta eat me, beat me, bite me, fight me slowly, baby. You gotta eat me, beat me, bite me, fight me slowly, baby. You gotta eat me, beat me, bite me, fight me slowly, baby. You gotta eat me, beat me, bite me, fight me slowly, baby.
Is that the black Santa Claus?
I want a Super Nintendo.
Merry Christmas.
Sega Genesis.
Yeah.
Street Fighter 2. Yeah, gangster.
It's 12:30 a.m. Christmas Eve. I'm out with the gangsters indeed. Celebrated, posted up with eggnog, head up, up in my cup. Put Rudolph and Moses, Lil Bang Bang, and coasting down the block. But be careful for the heart because it's posted. Some say to this day that Christmas ain't nothing but another day. But out of respect, I gotta give the Lord his day. Tell me, where do the homeless and bums got to sleep?
Nowhere.
Where do the hungry and the needy greedies got
but
to eat?
Cares?
Life is so crucial and cold. That's for the children in this world. They hopes and dreams can't afford. The young and old churches do spiritual dreams, seasonal things. Heard throughout the ghetto, reaches gangsters and dope fiends. Cause those who ain't able to get it, I can finally get it. Cause the ghetto Santa Claus has sprinkled us. But now we born and live into a new year. A better thing, celebrate with some champagne. Ha ha.
First day of Christmas, my homeboy gave to me a sack of that crazy glue and told me to smoke it up slowly. Now on the second day of Christmas, my homeboy gave to me a fifth of Hen Dog and told me to take my mind off that weed. Now by the third day of Christmas, my big homeboy gave to me a whole lot of everything and it wasn't up a gang to me.
Back then you woke up to the sound, I saw mama kissing Santa, made you reminisce on the old-fashioned Christmas days. Miss a fat man, jolly with joy. Down your chimney with toys for little girls and boys. Pumped up, I jumped up before the sun peeked in and hoped to catch a Santa Claus creeping down my hall. Run to the window, put my eyes to the sky.
same thing. They got us brainwashed up. And when you find it ain't no Santa, Christmas still mean a lot. Cause it's the time to get together and give all you got. You got food, good moods, and what's better than together with your people? Wear wishes, give a toast by the tree. It's Merry Christmas. On the ceiling, Jack Frost chilling, pinch the Grinch for being a holiday villain. Season's greetings, all the proceeds are brought to you by the church house where we'll be eating chestnuts roasting on the open fire, singing my jingle. Where is Kris Kringle? I didn't cop and I ain't even shout. I even stayed in the house when the homies tried to sneak me out. Now all I want for Christmas is my 6-4 Chevrolet and a granddaughter for her grandmother Beverly. Ain't that something? Nah, ain't that nothing? How it's Christmas time and my rhymes steady bumping. Everybody happy, hair still nappy. Gonna steal a gift from my old grandpappy. Catch me giving out turkeys at the church at. Don't try to work me, just stand in line and everything gonna be fine. Holla at your folks, boys, going down. Ain't no helps from no elves, just a dog pan. And we passing our gifts, blazing up split. Christmas on the road, can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Santa Claus, it's coming straight to
Christmas
the ghetto.
Christmas Eve, I believe, 76 was the year. Girls and boys full of joy with the season cheer. Smell the sky, hella pies and cakes getting baked. To be ate after everything gone off your plate. But wait, not tonight, it's straight beans and rice. On the table, are we able to receive tonight? I wonder what the morn bringing, so it's hard to doze off. 3 o'clock in my socks, I crack the dope off. Hoping when I open the door, I see Santa. Now who the hell is this in this blue bandana? Messing with the boxes that's up under the tree. Look like Santa Claus and crossed into a woman to me. Now I'm coming to see the whole picture get clearer. How we have less as X-Mess get nearer. Mirror, mirror, please, it seems I've been deceived. And thanking Saint Trick for the gifts I received. So I freak back and act like I ain't even peeped it. This'll be me and mom's private seat.
Santa Claus,
how you do Christmas right there, y'all. I don't know how the fuck y'all doing it, but that's how the fuck I'm gonna be jamming for Christmas, you know what I'm saying, pumping this motherfucker up. I had to rename this show. This is Where's Your Career Headed Wednesday. Basically, you know, if you ain't in the streets, man, doing this holiday rush, making that indie money, you know what I'm saying, slanging some mixtapes or some other swag, you know what I'm saying, then what the fuck is you doing? You know, the holiday season is the only time when you get a mass amount of people together at one time. You know what I'm saying? You can hit them all up at one time. So you got to take advantage. You know what I'm saying? Advance your career to the next level. You know, if you can't sell yourself, then how can anyone else? That's real. I got my own boy, the President. You know what I'm saying? Presenting some beats in the back. And you need some beats for sale. Beats for purchase, man. Hit them up. And that's how we doing it. Live on the motherfucking Starship. Smell it, prize. And don't forget, man, coming up at the top of the year, man, January 1st, 2010, we're going in, man. We're going to switch this thing over to WDKK Radio. Not leaving the Blog Talk Radio because WDKK is kind of censored radio. So when we go on there, though, all you artists, man, will be able to get motherfucking paid. You know what I'm saying? If you register with BMI ASCAP. So that is the reason for the switch. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to link both shows up, you know what I'm saying, to give you a censored and an uncensored, you know what I'm saying, part of the whole show. Plus, we got the live stream, you know what I'm saying, livestream.com/WDGE Radio. That's also coming soon, you know what I'm saying, January 1st. And that's going to be uncut, uncensored. So, you know, you get two uncut, uncensored, then you get, one censored. But then the censored one is everybody just get paid off of. So it don't motherfucking matter, you know what I'm saying? So start sending your clean music to smellybtr@live.com. You know what I'm saying? Get your clean music in, because we're going to have to play edited music. But, you know, shit. You want your shit to get paid, or you just want to keep it dirty? And don't forget tonight, man, we got the Blog Talk Radio official Christmas party going down. My own boy Goofy Boat going to be holding it down, man. Straight Low Records on 186 Point Deuce. We'll be doing it real big. That's 9 p.m. If you don't know, on over there in Cali time, and 12 a.m. you know what I'm saying, my time over here on the Florida, you know what I'm saying, coast or whatever you want to call it. And y'all know how we do parties, man. You know, you can call in, you can be online, you know what I'm saying, you can do everything. You come through tonight, man, we're gonna be hanging and swinging. I'll probably be at the club, so y'all catch me on the telephone, you know what I'm saying, giving y'all a live report from Helco Lounge. You know, we'll be down there. Y'all can come through each and every night. We got live entertainment, you know what I'm saying? I mean all kinds of live entertainment. And, yeah, come through and check that shit out. It's a good show. And big ups to everybody that came through last night, supported TampaRap.com. If you haven't already, you know what I'm saying, you can go to TampaRap.com, sign up, get your profile, and just be a listener. You don't even have to be an artist or anything. Sign up as a listener or an artist and have your chance to win $100 on Christmas. You know what I'm saying, giving away $100. So at TampaRap.com, go and sign up, man, going down real big. And let's see, we got what's the call-in number. I'll make sure I get that. Get the call-in number for the party tonight. And big ups to Crime City, you know what I'm saying? Came through representing. Shouts out to Ashwood. You know, nigga Ashwood came through. Puppet Master, you know what I'm saying? The whole crew, K. Jones. Shouts out to Vision Management, Inc. You know what I'm saying? My dog Mario doing a real bit, holding it down for the whole crew. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need any management skills, holler at them, you know what I'm saying? At Vision Management, Inc. And shouts out to J.D. You know what I'm saying? White what came through, man, holding it down, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what I like. When you come up one time and you get a crowd, a taste of what you're working with, see how they react to you, and then he came back up, you know what I'm saying, later on after everybody was done, we got all the groups out of the way. He was patient, and then he was like, you know, I want to come back through. And, you know, came back up and ripped that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody was like, damn, I thought you was just playing that. I'm like, no, that's real music. You know what I'm saying? That's what I like. When shit just catch you off guard. So, you know, you say you're going to come back next Tuesday. You did his thing. You know, tell a friend to check in. And it's just going to get bigger and better, man. And that's what we're going to do, you know? So, you know, all the indie artists, man, that's all I encourage. You know, Thanksgiving. Shit, even Halloween, you know what I'm saying? Fuck that. Anytime you got a mass amount of people, because even at Halloween, you can stand in front of the motherfucking mall. You always know it's going to be parents and kids there or whatever. You know, you stand out there with a clean, you know, CD that, you know, sell to everybody. You got to have a CD you can sell to everybody, and that's the way you make money all the way around. So let's get into a little Ashwood right here. You know what I'm saying? This is the holy day season, you know what I'm saying? So if you're celebrating whatever, you know what I'm saying? Not try Kwanzaa this year, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't gonna say try Kwanzaa. Do Kwanzaa this year. And it starts on December 26th. And you know, you got 7 days to celebrate unity, power, relation, you know, bring the community together, strengthen our relationships, strengthening your faith. Your faith, your progress, everything, man. So I'm enjoying the fact of, you know, doing the Kwanzaa thing. So let's make a toast the motherfucking holidays, y'all. Some nigga Ashwood. Come on down. You riding out live on the Starship Smelly Fries.
Ish, nothing like it. Everybody that believed in me came a long way, it wasn't easy. I like to make a toast to all the people that gave me help. They seen a kid trying to do it himself. I like to make a toast to my family for giving support. Had my back all the battles I fought. I like to make a toast to myself, cause this my year. Ashwood, I'm here, stay cheer. I done put it down all across Florida.
Yep.
Time to move on, taking trips to Georgia.
Go.
A few shows, give me a favor.
Uh-huh.
Now my name busting all through Decatur. Before I go down, I put up a fight. I'm out in Dade County trying to find open mic.
That's real.
No nonsense. Google Ashwood. Leave comments.
Yep.
Need the feedback. No sleep. You know what I go by. Shout out to Shea Boogie Networking and NY.
What up, Shea?
The next step, though. My man Silk got my mixtape floating all through the West.
What up,
Silk? Kyrie got me live in D.C. Progression. About to drop the DVD. There's no half-stepping. Check my SoundClick page. Get my whole collection.
I like to make a toast to everybody that believes in me. Came a long way, it wasn't easy.
I like to make a toast to all the people that gave me help. They seen the kid trying to do it himself.
I like to make a toast to my family for giving support. Had my back all the battles I fought.
I like to make a toast to myself, cause this my year. Ashwood, I'm here, stay cheer. May I have a word with all the labels? Back in 01, probably see me on cable.
We
thought about quitting, but I kept spitting.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm making beats. Slash engineering. Clean you up, who's the first contestant?
Uh-huh.
Independent thing, making wise investments.
Vibe with me.
This my story.
Uh-huh.
I holla at 10 for the puff party.
What up, 10?
If the people ain't hyped yet, I tore down
shows.
Even when they messed up my mic check.
Yep.
The show must go on, relax. Even under pressure. I pull a rabbit out the hat. I'm the musician. See the competition.
Yep.
Kapoof. Disappear. Ashwood is the truth.
The truth.
I got the sound that'll raise the roof.
Uh-huh.
Hey, yo, Swagger. Pass me the goose.
I like to make a toast to everybody that believes in me. Came a long way. It wasn't easy.
I like to make a toast to all the people that gave me help. They seen the kid trying to do it himself.
I like to make a toast to my family for giving support. Had my back all the battles I fought.
I like to make a toast to myself, cause this my year. Ashwood, I'm here, stay cheer.
Little something new for y'all. This Six Figures featuring Red Shades right here. This is called Old Girl. Doing a little something new for y'all. Yeah. Shout out to Goofy Bone, Red Shades, you know what I'm saying? San Jose, California. Yeah. Boston, Massachusetts up here, man. That's how we do it. Representing worldwide, baby. Let's go.
I know you're feeling me, cause you always call me boo. I feel you right back, cause you're lighter than the bright. Sexy as a motherfucker, and you work the pipe. Yeah, you make it feel so nice. Pretty feet, pretty tears, smile so mean. I want you on my team, Ronnie Clyde, that's the thing. Remember one thing, we gon' always take the team. That's never gon' stop, cause the money always talk. Get a pussy good, but the money throw it off. You still my baby boo, we gon' take the world on. Put it on our back while we get big stacks. Money make the pussy wetter than big sand. So come a little close, now we ain't holding hands. But the money that we count, we gon' make us touch hands. So tell me what you want, is you feeling my plan?
I got
gotta be your only lady in this position. Cause I ain't down with just being second best. Either take it or leave it, nothing more, nothing less. With that being said, we can have a good time. Have a nice dinner, wash down with some wine. Do a lot of things that can ease the mind. And show each other love, cause you know it's not a crime. Anything on your chest, you should just let it all. If you are with me, you ain't gotta stress at all. I could take you places mentally you ain't been to. Do what you wanna, it depends what you're into. Just be faithful, and it's that simple. And you ain't gotta worry about irrelevant issues. Take trips, do this or such. All we need is me and you, and that's enough.
Yeah, Six Figures Red Shades right there, y'all. Got a damn special request. Might put the damn cord in the jukebox. Let's see here. Put the cord in the jukebox. Anybody heard that song? Put the cord in the jukebox. All right, well. Alright, we had to put the cord in the jukebox to play this motherfucking old cut right here. Anytime I play some old cuts, you know what I'm saying? You have to put the cord in the jukebox, people. So this jam right here is by Dead Dollar Records on, featuring Greg Fox. It's for a moment. Goopy Bone off in the chat room. Say, put the cord in the jukebox and get the game started. Let's go.
This is another Dead Dollar Records.
Happy holidays, all that good shit. Yeah.
About the girl you think I'm messing around.
Oh, how can we hold our love? Baby, hold our love down. Hey, baby, girl, got me thinking about leaving this time. Said I want to moan about it.
I'm leaving, bitch. I got to go on to the motherfucking weed man since your ass keep talking all this motherfucking shit. That's what I'm talking about, man. Shouts out to Dead Dollar Records, man. That's my cousin, Tanner Man, Lurie Line, you know what I'm saying, doing it real big. Featuring old school right there, Gray Fox, man. The song's called Leaving. And motherfucking shame. Can't even find the goddamn dude to get an interview. Ain't that a bitch? Ain't that a bitch? I want to say one congratulations to Red Shades, you know what I'm saying? She's heading off to college, you know what I'm saying, at the upcoming year. You know what I'm saying? Getting her thing going down, you know what I'm saying, in school. And everybody who out there in college, man, you know what I'm saying, any artists and shit like that, make sure you hit up them college radio stations, you know what I'm saying? Because that's a big market, you know what I'm saying? You can definitely reach, you know, a whole nother listening ear, and that's what you want. The colleges, that young, I listen to any motherfucking thing here, you know what I'm saying? Shit. Yeah. So, where's your career headed Wednesday, man? What the hell is you doing for this holiday? You know what I'm saying? Who going to be out there grinding? You know what I'm saying? That's what I want to know. Anybody going to be out there on the motherfucking streets? You know what I'm saying? Either before or after, you know what I'm saying? You do your little family time and all that. Everybody want to do little family shit, you know. So let me beam somebody up in this mofo real quick. My nigga Ashwood. Up in this motherfucker.
What up, dog?
Well, Alan Holmes.
Feel
it?
Same shit, different day. Just, you know, fucking with these videos right now from last night.
Oh, okay, well, Krute.
Yeah, man, just trying to make it happen, man. Came, I had some fun last night at Coco's. Shout out to Coco's Tampa Rap.
Yeah, man. Check it out. Real big. TampaRap.com. Everybody came out. Repped. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Did you check out? Did you get a chance to check out Jet D before you left?
You said the dude that went right after me?
Did he go right after you?
The white dude. You talking about? Okay, that was the dude before me. Yeah, I checked him out.
Yeah.
But unless he went up again.
Yeah, he came back up. You know
he went up
later. Yeah, he came back up later on after everybody was done. And, he was better, though. It's like he had more confidence, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He came back up, and he really did his thing. Motherfuckers was asking me, like, you know what I'm saying? Damn, what's that you playing? I ain't playing shit.
Yeah.
That's the dude on stage, you know what I'm saying?
I was there for that. I was there. I came up.
I
remember that.
Yeah, so he had more confidence, you know what I'm saying? But that's why I was like, man, you know, you are artists that I would like to work with. You know what I'm saying? Because you ain't showing no fear. Now, this ain't the Apollo in New York, but nigga, it's just this motherfucking gutter. You know what I'm saying? You come up with that bullshit if you want to.
Yeah.
See if a motherfucker won't boo your ass off that bitch and dare you to motherfucking say something.
We drunk
and high this motherfucker. So if you can if you can keep some drunk and high motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, happy, then you doing your motherfucking job. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you're a white boy. So that's taking you, you know what I'm saying, out your element.
To another level, hell yeah.
You know, and he rapped. He came in and did his thing. So big ups to Jet D, J-E-D, D, Jet D, you know what I'm saying, doing his thing with this. So he gonna come back through next week, you know what I'm saying, Tuesday, and rip it again, you know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
So that's what we doing, man, doing real big. So.
Yeah, that was a real good look.
Yeah, man. What you got going on for the holidays, man? What you gonna be doing as far as your career wise?
Oh, as far as music wise, I'm just be pressing up CDs. I'm about to send pressing up DVDs. I'm getting ready to send about 20-25 copies to New York to my sister up there. Then I'm gonna send another 25-50 copies to my brother out in Atlanta. Then I got my homeboy Silk out in Cali right now, so I'm gonna send him some. Just trying to have the DVD floating everywhere, you know what I mean? Like, I want them to see me now rather than more than hear me, like, on a song or hear my music playing. I want them to actually get to see me so they know the face. You feel me? So I'm going to be doing that.
I got some good shit coming up for January 1st. I'm switching the format up. I talked to a brother named D.A. Williams. He got an online radio show. It's called it's another site. It's called WDKK Radio. And he got, you know, over 40 million listeners already tuned into his site. And but he's getting BMI and ASCAP spins. So once I switch over and become a host, everybody who I play on my hour, 2 hours, whatever, you know what I'm saying, will start getting BMI and ASCAP spins.
Oh, that's hot. That's hot.
You feel me? So now I can charge a motherfucker. You feel me?
Yeah.
Y'all gonna make money in return, you know what I'm saying? It's like, damn, I can, you know, get a little something. I ain't talking about, you know, no $40-$50 and all that shit. But then I can charge the advertiser. So if an artist get me an advertiser that wanna, you know what I'm saying, come through, shit, I'll throw your shit on for free. It's really the advertising of it. You know what I'm saying, that can get you more money, you know what I'm saying, is selling like the little advertising spots. And I ain't talking about, I prefer condom motherfucking commercials all day. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm about. Shit, wrapping it the fuck up, practicing safe sex. You know, or some clubs or whatever. The clubs want to throw a little, you know, promo or whatever, throw their little shout outs in there, you know what I'm saying? Then I'll do something like that. You know. So, matter of fact, speaking of that, let me go ahead.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, this is DJ Briggs coming to you live and direct from Bottoms Up, the only spot that matters, maybe the hottest spot in the state of Florida. You can hate us, but you'll never forget us. Rolling with Wrecking the Game Entertainment, as always, DJ MTP in the house, baby. That's right, DJ Briggs, you heard me, baby.
If y'all ain't get that.
Ah, damn. You have to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
That's real. Shouts out to Bottoms Up, you know what I'm saying? They doing the home of the goddamn bodybuilders, man. The motherfucking women up in there. And it's tape titties. It ain't no full new bar. The motherfucking hoes got tape titties and all this shit, but they look so fucking good. It's like, man, shit. You appreciate the woman in that industry.
Hell yeah.
You really do, cause it ain't all about, you know what I'm saying. Now if it's that type of club that allow full nude, then do what you do. But in the sake of Coco's, them motherfuckers can't even really make no money fully clothed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is. It's a bikini bar, but they have to get to the point where they got to damn near let it all out, you know, and to make $4.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I'm saying? But you go over here to Bottoms Up, man, please. You think you walked into a goddamn Lionel Richie video. These motherfuckers, man, these bitches dancing on the ceiling and shit, literally.
Hell yeah, you ain't bullshit.
You feel me? And I mean six-pack down, like, I'm like, fuck, yeah. Y'all are the track team or y'all strippers?
Hey,
I mean, boy. Straight up, dog, every single one of them. I mean, I would say 95, it was at least 20 women up in that motherfucker, and at least 15 of them all was on point.
Hell yeah, that's how it be.
You feel me? And you know, you got to have something for everybody, but I mean, I'm like, damn, now you come up to Coco's, oh man, we got ghetto, and more ghetto. Shit. Man, please. That's what they say, though. You know what I'm saying?
Older the berry, the sweeter the juice.
Back of the berry, the sweeter the juice.
Yeah, well, yeah. Oh. She blacker than the motherfucker, too.
You know what I'm saying? That's what we got. Older the berries. We got the older berries. Talking about sweeter the juice and shit. Hell no. Nah. But that's what time it is, man. We just encourage the people, you know, today, just where's your career headed is. Just telling people, man, you got to take advantage of these holidays, you know what I'm saying? Anytime you get a mass amount of people around, you know what I'm saying? Especially like when we was in Las Vegas, there was no way we couldn't, you know, get our motherfucking ass on that strip, you know what I'm saying, with some CDs, whether we sold one, two, or none, you know what I'm saying? There's so many people out there, you have to take that chance, man, to, you know, to get yourself out there. That's what it's all about. And if you can't sell yourself, how anybody else going to be like, man, yeah, dog, give me your mule, I'll sell it. Because you ain't got no faith in yourself.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, Herc was a prime example, man. We went up to, you know Herc, right? Got the song Miss Tight Pussy.
Yeah, Tight Pussy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so we went, you know, we went to a couple of little spots. If you see the video, matter of fact, I got a YouTube video that I did. It's an actual video. And it features all the three spots we went to. We went to Brooksville, Gainesville, and then Lakeland, all in the same day. We just, you know what I'm saying, went all boom, boom, boom. Stopped all spots, did the drops and shit, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, I had all the little hustle spots. But while we were way up there in Brooksville, you know, I'm selling my CDs $5 a piece, you know what I'm saying, 3 for $10. And these mixtapes. Now, he's selling his one CD, you know, for $1. He really trying to get $1. You know what I'm saying? Donation and all this shit. So I was like, well, at least sell it for $3. You know what I'm saying? And if a bitch don't want to give you that, then take whatever donation. But you know what I'm saying? Really, you're supposed to take $5 because that shit is you. That's all you. You know what I'm saying? And this is a prime example. Lord just sent this straight to us. Is a nigga right there in the parking lot, you know what I'm saying? As soon as we getting out in the car, you know, I'm sitting in the car with all my shit set up. He in the car over across the way. He get out. He come over. He on his hustle now. He like, man, I need some change, man. I'm all the way from Tampa. You know what I'm saying? Me and my wife down here, you know what I'm saying? You know, she in the store. We ain't got no money to give us no food. You know what I'm saying? Can you give us a couple dollars? I'm like, well, man, I'm from Tampa too, dog. I'm down here on the hustle too, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got no money to give you. You know what I'm saying? I'm down here trying to make money. But what I will do, you know what I'm saying? Me and my nigga down here, we out trying to push his mixtape. You know what I'm saying? I got some mix CDs. You know, I'll shoot you a mix CD. Or you can grab some of his CDs. I gave that nigga 2 Herc CDs, dog. 2 chicks, 2 black chicks got out the car with 4 kids. Nigga, and before his wife walked out, nigga walked up to him, blah, 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 blah. I promise you, dog, this nigga sold each CD for $10 a piece. Right there in front of her face now. I mean, showing this man, you know what I'm saying? Because he cussed his ass out when he asked him how much he was selling it for. He said, $1? He said, man, you don't get the fuck out of here, man. He said, you shortchanging yourself. You know, he said, what the fuck are you even doing out here? That don't even make no sense. And I felt it. Now, it's an older dude, you know what I'm saying? This is an older brother out here on the grind. Took this man's CD, and I told him, I said, whatever you make off of him, you make. He turned around and made $10 a piece. I told him, I ain't want nothing, that's you. I said, because you, that's showing this little dumb nigga right here, he's shortchanging himself. I'm making my money. I'm selling all my shit, $5, 3 for $10. I'm making mine, you know what I'm saying? And I'm out in front of people's faces. Hey, I got mixed CDs, bam, 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 bam. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm on my grind, I'm on my hustle. Yeah, man, I'm like, bro, you cannot ever shortchange your motherfucking self. Same thing with Janu, which gets me pissed off about her. You cannot give away shit. You feel me? Unless you got the radio station giving you some swag to give away and shit, you don't personally have really nothing to give away. What you're doing is giving away your DVDs to far out places to get your shit pushed. But if you're around town and you fucking with all these, you know, in your neighborhood should be supporting you. You know what I'm saying? They can't give you $3-4 for your CD, but they always want to run and grab a CD. Why the fuck you want a CD then?
Yeah, you're right. Yep.
You feel me? If you always running talking about you want a CD, then that means you always want to buy a CD. Then I need to start charging you. Man, give me $3-4 for this CD, man. You know what I'm saying? So I can get some more. You see they pressed up. You see my ass all hanging out on them. You know what I'm saying? It's not like you're just getting a CD with just a paper label. You know what I'm saying? You got her whole body shot on there. So, damn, you know what I'm saying? You paying for a good picture.
Basically.
Donate, you know what I'm saying? Donate for that. Even if the music ain't shit, you know what I'm saying? The picture turns you on enough to pay it attention and give it some time. Shit. So,
you're right. It's true. You know, that shit is giving me more confidence because, you know what I'm saying? I used to pass out my stuff free, but the only reason why I passed my free was just to try to get hurt, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was just trying to.
Yeah,
like,
at first,
you know,
at first, you got to do that, but we have been way through that, past
We did that for 4 mixtapes.
That's been done.
Yeah.
I mean, in her sense, it's been over 7 years. So the first 2 years was your years, 3 years, 4 years, I don't give a damn, was your years to give away free shit to get your name out there. She's a household name. Motherfuckers bump her in the cars. Motherfuckers know about John Newt.
Hell yeah.
At least in Tampa, you feel me? Motherfuckers know about it. They might not talk about her like they do Nicki Minaj and all that because Nicki Minaj has the money to commercialize her.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? But if John Newt had posters all over fucking town, everywhere, you know what I'm saying, and then her music actually circulated on the radio, it'll be the same thing, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's the same shit, it's no difference. Nicki Minaj is definitely not hotter than John Newt, you know what I'm saying? But it's because she got a different style, and she's been able to get it brung to the radio, and she's got a jump start. Ain't no women down here on the radio, period.
Yeah, straight up.
So she an open market by herself. Ain't no competition. So she got all open ears. Ain't no Trina. Ain't no Kaya. Ain't no nothing playing. Except for her. So who's the competition? Nobody. She got open ears. You know what I'm saying? So of course everybody listening to her ain't going to give her that play. So, you know, it's all good. I ain't hating on her. You know what I'm saying? Do your thing. But, you know, shit. As an artist, you got to step their game up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right. Definitely, man. I'm thinking about iTunes and CD Baby for the 2010. You know, and just the style of music.
Yeah,
that, you know, too.
Check this out, Michelle from Two Man Army. I'm gonna have to hook you up with her too because she got this program, $20. They got a digital distribution program, and they'll do all that shit for you. They gonna put all your shit on iTunes, CD Baby. It's another site. $20. I'm like, yeah, fuck that. I'm gonna put my three songs on that motherfucker shit.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Money
I
for sale. On money for sale on that motherfucker shit. That's a kid.
Hell yeah.
You know, over that type of party, you know what I'm saying? Stick my CD in the motherfucker.
I got a shout out to Michelle too, man. Stop the baby entertainment.
She be doing things, man. Yeah, she really doing things. I'm trying to really help out. I'm working on the slideshow for Two Man Army because they up to win the 2010 A&R Awards, and you know they're selecting me to edit to put them together a little slideshow with some music, and then they got some video clips. So I'm gonna put together you know a little video, you know what I'm saying, of all their little whatever, you know what I'm saying, edit down for them and shit, try to represent, you know, put Record Game out there on another light, you know what I'm saying. You know, Regular Gang does do video editing people, you know what I'm saying? Along with my nigga Ashwood, we trying to take this thing to a new level, man.
Got to. Definitely. I'm feeling that BET thing you was talking about the other day. You was talking about how you wanted to do, like, the videos and everything.
Yeah,
like a indie BET.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's going
to.
If you go to livestream.com, you ain't checked it out yet?
Yeah, I went to livestream. I told you I seen it. I got the interview.
Oh, okay. You seen your video and stuff?
Yeah,
okay, so take that, and all the videos plus the commercials, And then, you know, edit me in there. And then, you know what I'm saying, plus live videos and shit. Because I'm going to be in the hood, you know what I'm saying, doing the shit live. So then anybody come up, you feel me, then we can, you know, I can put all the little effects and shit, you know what I'm saying, plug in people pictures and shit. Well, this my nigga Ash Fool right here, boom, pop your picture up on the screen and shit. It's a whole lot of crazy mind-boggling shit I haven't figured out on it. But, you know, that's why I keep fucking with it every day.
Yeah,
you know
what that's
when I launch, it's going to be real BET, you know what I'm saying? Some real black entertainment television. So what I want to do is link that up, keep this blog talk right here, but then pay for the, you know what I'm saying, pay for the WDKK so everybody can, you know what I'm saying, get their motherfucking spins on. Because, you know, it's a small fee for me, but, you know what I'm saying, hey, if I can put my music on that motherfucker and get some ass cap spins, fuck that shit. You know what I'm saying? And make it all pay for itself. So, you know, that's what I'm working on, man. Definitely worth working on. Shout out to Goofy Bone and the motherfucking chilling out on the bridge, man. Anybody on some motherfucking Curtis Blue?
Curtis,
I am.
Curtis Black.
Goddamn.
Night Before Christmas.
Right.
That's that old school.
Played out.
Yeah, let's go. Get to a little Christmas fever, y'all. Come on.
Don't you give me all that jive about things you wrote before.
Happy Kwanzaa, man. Happy Hanukkah, all that. Whatever you celebrating, you know what I'm saying? Happy to. Let's go.
Now, I'm a guy named Curtis Blow, and Christmas is one thing I know. So every year, just about this time, I celebrate it with a rhyme. Gonna shake, gonna bake, gonna make it good. Gonna rock, shock, knock it through your neighborhood. Gonna read, gonna sing it till it's understood. My rap's about to happen like a knee. You were slapping or I told you been tapping on a hunk of wood. Bought a red suit and two with a friendly attitude and a slave full of goodies for the people on the block. Got a long white beard, maybe look kind of weird. And if you ever see him, he can give you quite a shock. Now people, let me tell you about last year when the dude came flying. Here. Well, the hawk was out, nose on the ground. Folks stayed in, 240 down. The beat was thumping on the box, and I was dancing in my socks. And the drummer played at a solid pace, and the taste of the bass was in my face. And the guitar player laid down a heavy layer of the funky chunky rhythm of the disco beat. And the guy with the 88 started to participate, and I guess you appreciate the sound so sweet. We were all in the mood, so we had a little food and a joke and a smoke and a little bit of wine. When I thought I heard a hoop on the top of the roof, could it be it wasn't me? I was feeling super fine, so I went to the attic where I thought I heard the static on a chance that the fans put the body breaking in. Put the noise on the top with the reindeer top to the trick, say sick, and I let the sucker in. He allowed, he was proud of the hairy little crowd on the point of the door where the pin should have been. Get cool for a fool, going out every year for a day on the slate when the cold is low. So the beer may be weird, but I'll never have a cheer, cause it's warm in the storm when it's 10 below. I said, yo, ride, it's cold tonight, but can you stop for a drop before you go? He said, why not? If the music hot, and I'll chance to dance beneath the mistletoe. So he went downstairs and forgot his scares, and he rocked his spot and danced. Like a pro, and every young girl tried to rock his world, but he booked the yogi yogi till he had to go. And before he went, this fine old gent bought a gift with a tip to his big red bag. In the top or the bottom, he reached in and got a toy for the girl's glad rag. And a grown up got some presents too, a new TV and a stereo. A new Seville by the blue as the sky. He'd say, Merry Christmas, and to all, a good night.
Oh, yeah. Y'all know what time that is.
I might go to bed now. I've got work in the morning.
Hey. Anybody got a watch? Anybody got a watch? It's business. It's business time.
I just stepped out. Economical.
Oh, that's what I'm doing.
Hell yeah.
Uh-oh. Yeah, we got to take a quick smoke break, people. Nutty news of the day, smoke break. You know what I'm saying? Let me get my motherfucking nutty news of the day.
Break.
Yeah, yeah, smoke break. Hold on, let me see. Let me get some background smoke music. Some background smoke music going on right here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
While we smoke roll break. Up.
Live.
Yeah, guess what, man?
What's up?
Motherfucking punk ass white boy in Colorado got his ass sent to jail.
For what?
Goddamn right. The balloon boy dad got his ass sent to jail. I knew it was going to happen. Because that man, please. You know how, dog, they called the Air Force, Marines, all kind of motherfuckers out. So look, thinking that this little boy was in that goddamn balloon.
Wow.
So, a Colorado judge sentenced the balloon boy father, Richard Heen, to 90 days in jail and 4 years probation Wednesday. The judge prohibited Richard Heen from receiving any form of financial benefit, whether through the media, a book, or article he might write stemming from the balloon hoax. The judge also required him to turn over quarterly bank statements to make sure he's not making money off of this incident. Richard Heen will serve the first 30 days of his sentence in jail, and then the last 60 days he will spend weekends and nights in jail so that he will be able to work during the day. He will begin serving his jail time on January the 11th.
Wow.
Punk ass motherfucker doing all this dumb shit. How did his ass get, man? I'm serious, dog. You know. He purposely did that shit, man.
You
intentionally to do some motherfucking reality show bullshit. Well, bitch, you got a taste of reality just then, motherfucker.
Yeah,
take that, like P. Diddy said. Take that. 90 days. I gave his ass 120, but I don't know why the hell they being leaning on him. They finna, the wife was finna get arrested too, but she broke down and told, you know, she was the one that told that the shit was a hoax.
Wow.
You know, yeah, she the one that told on him. So. All right, check it out, y'all. Spring Hill, Florida. What the hell is Spring Hill at? I don't know. A cat comes home after 11 days. Yeah, with two broken legs. I guess you shouldn't have strayed, bitch. Down two legs and who knows how many lives, a Florida cat missing 11 days somehow arrived home. A car had smashed his back legs a week ago, but Giggle Blizzard somehow got back. He knew the area from walking around, unleashed with Steger's and seven other cats and two dogs. After two operations, he's back in Steger's menagerie, sporting Christmas-colored splint. It costs $3,000, but Steger can't contain her joy. Man, y'all got, like, fucked up. Shit. I made that motherfucker some homemade little crutches and shit or little Willie so his ass get wheeled around and shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't know about spending no $3,000. Shit. Well, with goddamn Goofy Bone Wood, he'll spend $3,000 on goddamn Boo News, so let
some
happen to Boo News. No, Boo News, that's his son, that's his little dog.
Okay.
Yeah, he'll spend that on him. He's spending all his other shit, fucking Louis Vuitton, goddamn dog biscuits and all this shit or whatever the hell. You know, take care of the dog, though. Boo News, shout out to Boo News. We're over here the train ride from here, y'all. We're in New York. The Long Island Railroad has apologized to the riders who were stranded on a train at Wyandanch during this snowstorm early Sunday morning. But as CBS 2 HD found out, some of the passengers are still angry over the inconvenience that lasted 6 hours. One train was stranded with no power, and for me it was the cold that was killing me. My jacket was my blanket, passenger Derek Gumman said. Gumman and his friend Joe Arnello, both 24, experienced a train ride from hell. There was no bathroom except one, which was flooded, and it was the biggest concern to most people. And yeah, that's what Gumman said. What should have been a trip lasting an hour and 20 minutes took a total of 6 hours. Damn.
6 hours? God damn.
For an hour train ride. That's some shit, though. And I rode on a train, boy. It's not a pretty sight to be riding on the motherfucking trains and shit. You know what I'm saying? Straight up, but man. Alright. Anyway, let's go to another one then. Where we at? Where we at? Where we at? Lost around the world, people. We lost around the world. So we ended right back up in damn New York. We're out of control. Crowd is at JFK.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, they finna test some shit up, boy. Port Authority police officers had to help control an angry crowd at the Delta Airlines terminal at John F. Kennedy International Airport on Tuesday. The PA says the police had to help maintain order and help customer service representatives that bore the brunt of the anger. Port Authority spokesman Steve Coleman told Fox that it took less than an hour to get things completely under control. The weekend snowstorm has left many people. I mean, come on, man. Some people had flights rescheduled days later than their original itinerary, forcing them to miss cruises and other vacations. But you stupid motherfuckers know you live in New York City. Bitch, it snows. It is a snowy season. How the fuck are you going to get mad? Get your ass out of there in the summertime. Don't wait till the goddamn wintertime when you know the fucking snowstorms are liable to hit at any goddamn time. No excuse for that. Goddamn, I'm serious, man. Ain't no excuse for that, man. How the fuck are you going to get mad because of your poor planning? That's poor planning. You want to fly at snowstorm time. This is the season when y'all motherfuckers is at y'all most fucked up is. And snow is finna drench y'all ass whenever and every time it can. So, either you have to just know that and expect that shit. So, and plan for delays. So have your fucking brown bag, water, and all that shit packed. You know, instead of sitting up there and, oh, well, it ain't going to take nothing but 30 minutes, and then we'll be on the plane and shit, and we can buy some stuff on the plane. Hell nah, you can't always depend on that shit. You know, shit happens at the damn airport, especially when nature is in effect. All right, fuck y'all. Athens, Georgia. Guess what happened, man? Punk-ass customer destroyed the perfume display. Why? An angry customer destroyed more than $1,000. That's a felony. Nigga got a felony already. How the fuck you got a felony? Oh, people. Yeah, it's a felony. Anytime you break or steal or damage anything over $1,000, that's a felony.
God damn. Well, yeah. In that case, I should be on the run then. I done broke up all kinds of shit.
Yeah, if it totals over $1,000, that's a felony. That's a felony charge.
Man.
Oh, yes, you're sorry, brother. I shouldn't have told you
in
that.
In America.
Hey, an angry customer destroyed more than $1,000 worth of perfume. Come on, man. Get the fuck off of here. Fuck off. Saturday afternoon after a clerk at Joy Beauty on 222 Hawthorne Avenue told her she could not return several items without a receipt, according to an Athens Clark police report. The customer tried to return the items about 3:30 p.m. Saturday and pushed over a large plastic display stand holding several hundred sample-sized bottles of perfume that cost $3.50 each.
Yeah.
Oh man, who the fuck cares about some samples? Bitch, y'all was giving supposed to be samples. Anyways, if there's a sample size bottle, the hell you. Hey man, I met this chick last night. You know, Lawyer, called herself Miss Lawyer, the stripper last night. dancing on the pole.
You said Loyal? Her name is Loyal?
Yeah, called, she said her name was Miss Loyal. She was stripping last night.
Yeah,
little
I know
old,
you talking
chick.
About. Yeah, I know exactly.
How about she from Haiti? Yeah, she
from
Haiti.
Haiti.
Yeah, and I say that to say 225,000 Haiti children work as slaves.
Oh, she from Haiti?
Yeah, I guess she had to get the fuck up out of there. So she, yeah, we in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, y'all. Where poverty has forced at least 225,000 children in Haiti cities into slavery as unpaid household servants, far more than previously thought, a report said Tuesday. The Pan American Development Foundation's report also said some of those children, mostly young girls, suffered sexual, psychological, and physical abuse while toiling in extreme hardship. The report recommends Haiti's government and international donors focus efforts on educating the poor and expanding social services such as shelters for girls who make up an estimated two-thirds of the child serving population. Yeah. Well, or come over here and strip at Coco.
Hell yeah.
My bad. Hey, at least you're making your own money.
You're making your own, so can't knock it.
And you ain't got to take it off if you know how to dance, shit. But hey, if not, you know. Going to Cali, man. Shouts out to my Cali homeboys, Goofy Bone, everybody around there. This is official orders for the removal of a Christmas angel after a complaint. Y'all already know you're going to get some old fuck-ass religious nut motherfucker that want to say some old bullshit. But anyways, there's no place for angels atop Christmas trees, according to one California man who successfully lobbied for the removal of religious symbols at county buildings after spotting a Yuletide decoration last week. Yeah, stars and other religious emblems were ordered removed from Christmas trees in all government buildings in Sonoma County on Monday, following a complaint by Irv Sutley, a disabled 65-year-old Marine veteran, who said the symbols were extremely offensive and part of the cult of Christianity. That's what I'm talking about. Damn. Boy, we all need to start that then. We all need to just right now, all your government officials complain and get all that cult shit taken the fuck down, because that's what it is. That's what it is. He ain't lying. Christianity is a cult. Oops, my bad, Christian. I don't want to upset no Christians out there. I don't want to upset your ass, Rule. You know. But anyway, we're going to San Diego, California, you know what I'm saying? Where New Year's Eve fireworks show is canceled. Well, we can't pop the bitch down anyway. You know it's kind of illegal in Florida to shoot fireworks, right? Did you know that? Or at least in Tampa, or somewhere. But they still sell the motherfuckers at every damn fireworks stand, but then they're going to tell you you can't shoot fireworks. What the fuck kind of shit is that? Oh, man. What kind of shit is that, man? That don't make no damn sense, for real. You can't ride around with dark tint on your windows, but that's the only thing they sell in the motherfucking auto parts store, dark tint.
What?
Like, what?
Take that bitch up the rack.
You feel me? Alright, anyways. Nothing says New Year's like fireworks, but there will be no show over at San Diego Bay next week because the Port of San Diego and Port Tenants Association sponsored the annual display. They say they have to cancel the show after an environmental group threatened to sue over pollution concerns. Yeah, that's true. Coastal Environmental Rights Foundation says it doesn't want to shut down the fireworks display. It just wants the port to get the permit so the fireworks shows are legal and safe for the environment. Look at all they're going to do is shoot all that shit over the water and then they ain't going to pick the shit up. That's what they're saying. So you got to think about all that gunpowder and shit that go into the water. That shit ain't healthy for the damn the wildlife. So you got to get permits so they can come out and safely say, well, look, y'all can shoot the shit over here. You know what I'm saying? So when it do land, we can, you know, have this shit zoned off some fucking aisle or whatever to catch all of the shit somehow, or to have boats down there for immediate cleanup or something. There has to be some kind of measures in place than just shooting some fucking fireworks because it looks cool over the water. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, that's where they do that at. That's where they do that at. Yeah, right here in the good old U.S. of A. And let me get some more background music. Let's see what I want to go with. Oh, that fool again. Yeah. Well, you ever been to Maryland?
Maryland? Yeah, I've been to Maryland when I was younger. But yeah, a couple years ago. I was real young.
Rockville, eh?
I'm not somewhere out of Maryland. I don't know where I was out there. I was young, though.
Oh, okay. Well, check this out. We in Rockville, Maryland. Damn. Where a man hits a car with a hatchet and road rage. Crazy motherfuckers. Damn, he like, fuck the pistol. I can't carry a gun. I got a hatchet. Yeah, Maryland State Police have arrested a man they say struck a vehicle with a hatchet in what they called a road rage incident. It happened Tuesday about 3:15 on I-495. The Capitol Beltway near Maryland Route 97 in Rockville. Troopers received calls from motorists saying someone had gotten out of his car and was hitting another car several times with a hatchet. The suspect left the scene and was followed by witnesses who gave the vehicle the information to authorities. Fuck, he must have been an Indian or something. Anybody out there? Hold on, man. Hold on, I gotta roll up my weed to this. I'm getting so sick of hearing this dumb shit, man. This is just... Y'all enjoy Act a Fool in the background.
Hell yeah. Shout out to Act a Fool.
Yeah. Damn, Aaron, he back in the stories again. Damn. Hold on. $5 million doses of H1N1 flu vaccine recall. Who in the fuck has taken a flu shot? I mean, come on. The damn girl got to walk backwards, man. Now you don't believe that chick is fucked up, that white chick was intentionally fucked up by the flu virus?
Uh-huh.
They done recalled 800,000 doses from kids ages 3 to 5. Now there's another 5 million doses. What the fuck is going on, Washington? Man, we in Washington, D.C., y'all. Drug maker MedImmune is recalling nearly 5 million doses of the flu vaccine because the nasal spray appears to lose strength over time. Yeah, right. Federal health officials announced Tuesday. How the fuck do you know what it loses? The hell ever, man. The vaccine recall is the second this month, caused by the declining potency, and comes as public health officials urge millions of Americans to get vaccinated against swine flu. Yeah, right. The action affects more than 4.6 million doses, but the vast majority have already been used, according to the Food and Drug Administration. Agency officials said the vaccine was strong enough when it was distributed in October and November. Man, what the hell level, man? It's called shelf life. If you know your motherfucking product ain't got no goddamn shelf life to it, how in the hell? What the fuck you putting it out there for? Or you need to put it out there in a timely manner.
Yeah.
That just, come on. There ain't no excuse. There ain't no excuse there, people. There's no excuse. But they will always try to, you know, give you an excuse to say that shit is correct. That's not correct. We're going to go old school on this one. Because we're back in Colorado. Guess what happens now?
Hell yeah.
Uh-oh, get out of my balloon. Get your ass into a car. Ain't going to pay my bill, bitch. So the balloon family gets $42,000 bill. Goddamn right. Fucking right. The two morons behind that terrible balloon boy stunt are finally going to have to pay the price for all of their dumb assery. Damn. That's a new word. Dumb assery. A cool $42,000. Yeah, that, you know, we always teach you new words here. Dumbassery is a new word. Yeah. The Larimar County District Attorney's Office claims it sent the bill to Richard N. Mayumi Hin, whatever the hell, demanding the couple pay restitution to the agencies which took part in the rescue attempt, which they thought 6-year-old Falcon Heen had gone airborne in a massive Jiffy Pop-style hot air balloon. According to the Denver Post, the DA claims that Heen's $42,000 will go towards the police, the National Guard, and the Federal Aviation Administration, who all played a role on October 15th. Told you. Yeah, all these motherfuckers, you crazy. Yeah, stupid morons. That's what the fuck y'all was. Now you got your reality check, bitches. Yeah. Anyways, did anybody know that Osama bin Laden came within minutes of killing Bill Clinton?
Yeah, when that happened?
Ain't no, what the hell ever. Former President Bill Clinton came within minutes of being assassinated in the Philippines by terrorists controlled by Osama bin Laden, a new book has revealed. The U.S. leader was saved shortly before his car was due to drive over a bridge in Manila where a bomb had been planted. He was scheduled to visit a local politician, his route taking him across a bridge in central Manila. But as the presidential motorcade was about to set off, Secret Service officers received a crackly message in one earpiece saying intelligence agents had picked up a message suggesting an attack was imminent. The transmission used the words bridge and wedding, a terrorist code word for assassination. The motorcade was quickly rerouted, and American agents later discovered a bomb had been planted under the bridge. Wow. Imagine that if it did happen. What the world would have been if Bill Clinton ass would have got blowed the fuck up. Damn, I ain't hear about that. Did you hear about that? In Hawaii? Damn, a woman was arrested for threatening to kill Michelle Obama. Damn, that's the first one there. A woman in Hawaii has been arrested after threatening to kill First Lady Michelle Obama, according to an affidavit filed by Secret Service Special Agent John Woodruff and reported by the Honolulu Advisor. The woman, Christy Lee Roshia, currently lives in Hawaii. She reportedly has a history of making threats to the Secret Service that stretches back more than 2 years. The incident in question began November 10th when Roshia told a Secret Service office receptionist in Boston, Massachusetts, that she would kill Michelle Obama. Dang.
The wrong one now.
Hell yeah. Last but not least, people, sausages are used in the suicide bomb plot. Only in China, people. Only in China. Chinese police were held in an hour-long standoff with a suspected suicide bomber, only to find the man was armed with sausages. Yeah. Police believe that the straps and bulky items around Sing Hees's waist were dynamite and detonators. Mr. He, 23, threatened to blow up a restaurant and his customers in Bixi, northern China, unless the staff handed over the contents of the till. But a specialist bomb unit called to the scene quickly determined that the device was assembled with pork products. When we saw what he had around his waist, we couldn't help laughing. Hell to fuck no. If I fucking held up with some motherfucking raw sausages, y'all. Oh man. That is too crazy. Well, goddamn Michael Jordan, this is just unrelated nutty news. But hell no, nah, they got Jordan slamming a damn thing of lettuce. Hell no. Nah. Y'all heard about that?
Nah, I ain't
Michael
hear about
Jordan that. suing two Chicago grocery stores. Damn.
Nah.
Yeah. Mike won $10 million from two grocery stores, bagged and carried out to his car, that he says used his identity without permission in ads, published in a commemorative Sports Illustrated issue, Jordan, a Hall of Fame career. In the pair of lawsuits filed in Chicago court, Jordan says Dominique's Fine Foods and Jewel Food Stores took their Hall of Fame congratulations a little too far. According to the suit, the Dominique's ads features Michael Jordan's name with the phrase, "You are a cut above," and a photo of a steak, hell nah, witty. Below the congratulations is an ad for $2 off a Rancher's Reserve steak, a trademark of Dominique's parent Safeway. The mesquite-flavored kicker, there are already two steakhouses and an online steak company named after Jordan. Oh. So as Matt Barsnick, NBA Chicago, points out, there's absolutely no way Jordan would want to sell steaks in direct conflict with his restaurants and companies. Duh. So in the jewel had a pair of Jordans, his Air Jordan basketball shoes with the number 23 on the tongue, sit below a message of support that end with Jules' friendly just around the corner slogan. Apparently the picture is an inaccurate and misleading copy of his famous Nike kicks. Jordan seeks $5 million from each grocery store for false endorsement, consumer fraud, deceptive trade practices, and unfair competition. God damn. While it'd be easy to cynically joke about Michael Jordan of all people needing more money, it doesn't mean he should allow himself to be advertised unknowingly. Congratulatory or not, Dominique's and Jules' advertising departments appear to be at fault. But hey, if either supermarket chain wants to run a full-page magazine to commemorate the Basketball Jones' 500th episode, by all means, knock yourself out. Might I suggest a Canadian bacon angle? Hey, Stu, who is this? Who's this over here? General Manager Otis Smith of the Orlando Magic. Okay, we got who's this? All right. Well, there you go. That's your motherfucking news for today, people. And always remember, don't never believe what the fuck I say. Go and read it for your motherfucking self. What's up, Miss Computer Lady? Queen, my dog, Miner. Computer Lady, and crute to you.
Knee.
Yeah.
Crute.
Yeah. Going now, man. So let's get into your arch enemy real quick. you know, fuck with you. I like this white boy, though, man. It's going down. I'm play some goddamn Bobby up in this motherfucker, man. It's my nigga Bobby Treacherous, man.
Bobby,
he represents all the same motherfucking fam. Everybody comes to a motherfucker understanding that, bitches, it's all indie right here, man. If it ain't indie, it offends me. You know what I'm saying? It's my new model, too.
Yeah.
If it ain't indie, it offends me.
That's right.
Let's go, man. So we play all kind of flavors on this show, man. We got 30 minutes left. We're going to ride out for a couple of songs, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all sit back, smoke one, took one. Yeah. Ashwood in the building. Goofy Bone in the building. Mr. Peter Lady in the building. We're doing it real big. Where's your career headed Wednesday, man? Need to figure that out.
Yeah, I'm moving so diligent. Yeah, I'm smooth for the militant. Pushing my way through. You gotta make room for the elephant. Yeah, my music is relevant. You could use it to elevate. Turn my shit up in the club and watch the roof go up in the flames. We don't need no water. Let that motherfucker burn. If you posted at the bar, wait your motherfucking turn. I got dollars, but I'm saving it for college. So my baby gets some knowledge and he won't be like his father. Maybe he can prosper. And maybe he can cock all these lame-ass politicians who ain't making no progress. This year, I ain't taking no nonsense. But still, I'm in this club trying to drink away my problems. Like shots for Trump, nah, give me the Cuervo. They got a 2-for-1, so I'ma drink it by the barrel. Shorty, you look good, but we gotta be careful. Cause my weed don't have seeds, so you know I ain't sterile. Y'all give me problems, I'ma give them right back. If y'all wanna talk shit, I'ma talk it right back. I back it up, though, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors.
I said I'm coming off flavors. I back it up, ma, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. Just blow your smoke in the air. Woo! And all my non-smokers, get the fuck out of here.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah, you know I really don't care. Nah. Cause the party ain't a party unless I'm in there. Y'all, party ain't a party unless I'm in the party.
I'm in the
shots already started.
What?
I'm already retarded.
Yeah.
I ain't gotta be the hardest.
Nah.
Shit, I'm not even an artist.
Nah.
You ain't gotta be the smartest.
Nah.
Bitch up in here. As long as you got your priorities.
Yeah.
I got the authority to take you to the crib.
What?
It's got three stories. All I need is three stories.
It's
cool with the orgies.
Yeah.
Hell nah, I can't afford to trick up in here. Nah. What's really up in here?
What's good?
This is a toast to the living, raising cups in the air.
Come on.
Yeah. What's really up in here?
What's
I'm drinking
good?
Like it's on the house. We getting fucked up in
fucked
here.
Up in
y'all give me problems, I'ma give them right back. If y'all wanna talk shit, I'ma talk it right back. I back it up though, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. I said I come in all flavors. I back it up, ma, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors.
Hey, baby.
Hey.
You know, I want to make love to you with your clothes on. Is that all right?
That's all right.
You see, baby, I want to spend some quality, quiet time with you.
Is that right?
It's been a long week, and you're kind of tired. You're feeling kind of worn out, baby. Let me take you higher. We'll lock all the doors, baby, and throw away the key. I wanna spend a little quiet time, you and me.
think people forget about the true meaning of Christmas. Love, friendship, and spending time with the family. Mama would be inside, fixing turkey and dressing, and me and my brothers used to play outside in the snow for hours, throwing snowballs, and I'll never forget my daddy coming outside and saying, "Hey! Who put the dick on the snowman? Andy Barris, the family. You could have used a ball bat, a cucumber, or a zucchini. But instead you used a thimble, something you could barely see. Who put the dick on the snowman and made him look like me? You boys been talking to your mama. I got your Christmas present right here, you little bastard. I'm gonna beat your ass."
Hey, player, what you gonna get, huh, for Christmas?
Yeah.
So what you gonna get that for?
Honey, and give your Uncle Dolomite a kiss. Well, what you want, baby?
Won't you tell me a story?
You want me to tell you a story?
Hell yeah, me too.
Yes, honey. I'm going to tell you a story about the badass Eazy-E. He was drinking whiskey and gin at the age of 3. Listen and listen well. He's a bad motherfucker.
Give me that goddamn book. Here, let me read you this one. Christmas in Compton. It was a silent night, yes, a holy night, until Mr. Claus turned into Santa motherfucking, right?
Hello.
Merry Christmas,
motherfucker! What the hell is that? Am I playing that?
Yeah, that's
that
new.
All right, thank you, please. All right, well, fuck it, let's ride out.
Christmas. Merry motherfucking Christmas. And I'm a fucked up New Year. motherfucking Christmas. And I want to stop New Year.
Coming right back after this, man. We're going to get back into some more convo. My nigga Ashwood. Try to find out what y'all careers is headed, man. It's Prime City right here. My nigga Krim. Prime City Records, man. Money on my motherfucking mind. Let's go.
Money on my mind, baby. I'm talking big grill. Bankroll so big. Hoes on my dick. Trying to get a quick lick. I got to start quick. Break it on down. I'm a fan of this shit. Money on my mind, baby. I'm talking big grill. Bankroll so big. Hoes on my dick. Trying to get a quick lick. I got to start quick. Break it on down. I'm a fan of this shit. I got to keep it pushing, man. Money to the ceiling. I'm going to show the paper holder, even draw a dealer. Bricks to the ceiling, man. I must be amazing. Ain't telling shit, bitch. Call Perry Mason. Unsolved mystery. I'm about to let it jump a same. Indicators weak. Yeah, I'm about to let my nuts hang. Round City Records. And we do it B.I.G. Spinning things on a charter. Got your bitch off all of me. What the fuck you talking about? Your studio game can't never kill shit. So I'ma call you Wayne. I got the right girl and it's going for the lower round here. Crab City is a flight. Tell us no. I got the snipers on the roof. My trap is hater proof. Get your money right. Your heater tight. I'm ripping up the booth. I got the snipers on the roof. My trap is hater proof. Get your money right. Your heater tight. I'm ripping up the booth.
Yeah.
Money on my mind, baby. I'm talking big grip. Bankroll so big. Hoes on my dick. Trying to get a quick lick. I got a stack quick. Break it on down. I'm a fan of this shit. Money on my mind, baby. I'm talking big grip. Bankroll so big. Hoes on my dick. Trying to get a quick lick. I got a stack quick. Break it on down. I'm a fan of this shit. Give me your number, yeah, I'ma hit you right back. I got a better call, a nigga on the two stacks. I gotta get my cheese up, money over everything. What the fuck I look like, where's the pocket chain? Just bought a new whip on a Nana Dane. Just left the studio with a hit man. Yeah, I need to slow down, but I love ball. Hoes on me so much, they chase me through the mall. Bitches coming down my dozen like a crater egg. Get it to the small, but she got some big legs. This looking juicy, so I call that bitch Lucy. Fuck a dick decent when she always that goosey. Call me up with heels, cause I made them hoes wet. Fortune dick, cause I bet they make a bet. I better yes, split will come my money so long. When I finish this track, you'll be singing this song. Money on my mind, baby. I'm talking big grip. Bankroll so big. Hoes on my dick. Trying to get a quick lead. I got a stack quick. Break it on down. I'm a fan of this shit. Money on my mind, baby. I'm talking big grip. Bankroll so big. Hoes on my dick. Trying to get a quick lead. I got a stack quick. Break it on down. I'm a fan of this shit.
Yeah, let's see, SwagCityRadio.com, we're going to go and check that out. Bring my nigga Ashwood back up in here, get my beaming back on. Hold on a quick second. Oh, man, I was getting my party on, man, my bad, I was partying, I got to walk over there and back. Doo-be-doo-be-doo, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. And where's my damn shit at? I know I was supposed to beam with somebody a boy, wasn't it? Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, people. Beam him aboard. Yeah. That new Krim, boy. That motherfucking Krim. Boy, I ain't no motherfucking hype man. Fuck niggas out there call me motherfucking hype man and shit, knuckle. Hey, Chris, went off last night. Chris, there ain't no motherfucking hype, man. Got some for y'all niggas, man.
Who called him a hype, man?
Man, a lot of people saying you're a hype, man. Like I say, hey, man, you's a showman. Fuck that. You got to be hype. What else? What the fuck else you supposed to be? You know what I'm saying? You get your ass up there, stand on the top of the speaker, nigga, you 7 feet. You supposed to make yourself look 10 feet. You know what I'm saying? Bring more attention to you. But you know that you always got haters from the left and right, front and back.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
what you need. You know what I'm saying? As long as you got motherfucking haters, you got what?
1 shot.
Yeah.
1 shot.
Take one more. 1 shot, 1 kill. You know what I'm saying? I'm washing clothes, man. I got to throw some clothes in this motherfucker. I'm coming right back after this hill. Hey.
1 shot, 2 shot, 3 shot. Go, go. Put the ass in.
killer, captain nigga, I'm gone. Gone. One shot, two shot, three shot, gone, gone. The ass in the captain nigga, I'm gone. Gone. One shot, two shot, three shot.
How many pussy niggas in your clique, nigga? Talking about hollin' by they gon' pull the trigger. Ain't gon' kill nothing and ain't gon' let none die. Why y'all fuck niggas keep coming up with them lies? I know y'all be talking about killing me on the spot. Cause I be rolling round in some shit that you ain't got. A being to me is like a motherfucking pencil. You full of bullshit, I see it running out your nose.
One shot, two shot, three shot, gone, gone. Put the ass in the captain, nigga, I'm gone. Gone. One shot, two shot, three shot, gone, gone. Put the ass in the captain, nigga, I'm gone. Gone. One shot, two shot, three shot, gone, gone. Put the ass in the captain, nigga, I'm gone. Gone. One shot, two shot, three shot. I'm getting my bread stacked all day in the trap. Since I met you, bitch, so names on the map. I got sacks for days like my nigga Warren Sapp. Fucking shorty, she's so thick, can I get a booty clap? VIP at 112, I'm shining on you suckers. I spread a bitch legs, dog, and change the name of Smuckers. I heard you were talking about me, you better change your mind. But I'm red like flashing because you just called a swine. I see right through you cause you's a transparent hater. My time room, nigga, and I fucking duct tape you. You got deep with me, nigga, you better duck for cover. And suck on my 9 million, you blue steel lover. I'm a man in my city, and you just bought a skirt. Cause you a thug and drag, now your dick in the dirt. See, I'm a beast mode, nigga, and you's a cowbell, bitch. Your neck tattoos your face, look at me, I'm a bitch, bitch. One shot, two shot, three shot, gone, gone. Put the ass in the captain, nigga, I'm gone, gone. One shot, two shot, three shot, gone, gone. Put the ass in the captain, nigga, I'm gone, gone. One shot, two shot, three shot, gone, gone. Put the ass in the captain, nigga, I'm gone, gone. One shot, two shot, three shot, gone, gone. Put the ass in the captain, nigga, I'm gone, gone.
This ain't no song, nigga, this my lifestyle. Kicking your door, motherfucking duck, take your child.
See all you bitch niggas, I'm about to place you. That graveyard on MLK is where they find you. You call it green sass, I'm gunning your future, nigga. I'm about to hide off in your bushes with a itchy trigger. While you crying, pussy nigga, screaming, begging, please. I'm about to have your corpse looking like some Swiss cheese. Them haters be thinking I'm pussy. When I come to your house, I be in your bushes. Now give me your reason not to pull the trigger. I told y'all by fucking with Krell, a real true nigga. Them haters be thinking I'm
Yeah, y'all, I'm live on Swag City Radio, www.swagcityradio.com. And this is the station where artists go global. You can call in live and be heard around the world, around the globe. Let's see what we... Alright, so we got currently 4,287 swag listeners. Let's see what we got on here. You can get follow, got some featured news and artists. Let's see here. But where's the indie? Where's the indie artists? I see a bunch of Al B. Shore, Genuine and all that, Janet Jackson and where's the indie at, though? That's what I'm all about. Independent. I see a bunch of Snoop Dogg, Mary J, and all this. I'm about indie. If it ain't indie, it offends me. All right, I like Swag City Radio, but it got too much commercial stuff on the front of it for me. All right, people. Well, thank you there, Miss Computer Lady. Appreciate you. Check that out. You know what I'm saying? Still focusing on WDKK Radio, people. You know what I'm saying? We got that coming in the support of the motherfucking indie artists. You know what I'm saying? So y'all can get paid, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's time to do. Bring my dog back up in here. See what he got, too. You know what I'm saying? But we get a five chunk. You know what I'm saying? Don't forget, tonight we got the BTR Christmas party going down. 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. 9 p.m. on the motherfucking Cali Coast. Apply it to every coast that you on, man. Just be there tonight. If you ain't, call in. You know what I'm saying? I believe the numbers, I don't know, because I forgot the damn number. Hold on. Okay, hold on. Let me look at my phone, people. Let me get everybody the number. Y'all can call the shit, though. Where's the show number at? Is that it? No, this is chirp number. No, this is other one. 347-324-5265. And the other one's 646-595. I believe it's 4136. Am I right? Let's see. What's his number there, Miss Computer Lady? What's the number? Because I know his ass sleeps sometimes. I think it's 646-595-4136. I believe that's what the call-in number is. The call-in tonight to be part of the Blog Talk Radio Christmas Jam. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's going down. Yeah, man. You hear your song played. You know what I'm saying? You call in, get your song represented. Going to be people from all around the world. You know what I'm saying? We do a party online, man. When we do a party, a BT party, BTR party, man. When we say we do a party, and everybody don't know, y'all need to look back in the archives for the Miss Tasha Triple X Marathon, 16-hour marathon. So, you know, we break records right here live on the motherfucking radio. That's what we do. And about to get that motherfucking little chime, you know what I'm saying?
1 minute to auto-destruct.
Yeah, it's coming. It's coming. I already see it. So I want to thank everybody, man, for, you know what I'm saying, coming through, joining us on Wares.
For
you
sure.
Understand your career headed Wednesday, man. Hopefully it's headed in the right direction. You know what I'm saying? Take advantage of this holiday season because it only comes around once a year, man, with a whole bunch of people, you know what I'm saying, get together and they ain't at war. You know what I'm saying? You can make some motherfucking money. So get out there in the streets, get your shit pressed up, you know what I'm saying? You know, or whatever. You know, you can catch me at Coco's Lounge all weekend long. Or wherever. I'll be all around town, but that's, you know, where I get down to make my money. Make my money. So, yeah. On that note, get the fuck up out of here. Let's see. I want to get on some Christmas shit. Nah.
Yeah, that was Easy. Easy was playing a little earlier.
Yeah.
That's that Easy, right? I remember
Easy
that.
Easy be riding, boy. That was
Easy. Yeah, Easy Hell yeah. That's that old Easy right there. I knew that was Easy. I was like, yeah, I remember that shit. I was a
jet. Now, I'm going to ride out again, though, with the motherfucking Snoop, man. That Snoop, that's my shit.
We're
going to end this with Snoop Dogg. You know what I'm saying? And this is, let me see. Which one we want to do? Twice the Night Before Christmas, though, we want to do Santa Claus Coming to the Ghetto. Which one you want?
Miss Bay.
Night Before Christmas or Santa Claus in the Ghetto?
Get sent to me to hear that Santa Claus in the Ghetto.
There you go. Best request. We out the building, people. I'll let y'all tomorrow, man.
Yeah.
Going down. Right here live. Dropping the Santa Prime.
Yeah.
Celebrated, posted up with eggnog, head up, up in my cup. Put Rudolph and Moselle, bang, bang, and it coasting. Down the block, but be careful for the heart because it's posted. Some say to the day that Christmas ain't nothing but another day. But out of respect, I got it. Give the Lord's day. Tell me, where do the homeless and bums got to sleep?
Nowhere.
Where do the hungry and the
Okay. Life is so crucial and cold. That's for the children in this world. They hopes and dreams can't afford. The young and old churches and spiritual dreams. Seasonal things. Heard throughout the ghetto, reaches gangsters and dope fiends. Cause those who ain't able to get it, now can finally get it. Cause the ghetto, Santa Claus, and sprinkled the hood. Now we born and live into a new game. A better thing. Celebrate with some champagne. Ha ha.
First day of Christmas, my homeboy gave to me a sack of that crazy glue and told me to smoke it up slowly. Now on the second day of Christmas, my homeboy gave to me a fifth of Hen Dog and told me to take my mind off that weed. Now by the third day of Christmas, my big homeboy gave to me a whole lot of everything and it wasn't enough.
Oh,
you woke up to the sound, I saw mama kissing Santa, made you reminisce on the old-fashioned Christmas day. Miss a fat man jolly with joy down your chimney with toys for little girls and boys. Pumped up, I jumped up before the sun peeked in and hoped to catch a Santa Claus creeping down my hall. Run to the window, put my eyes to the sky to see if I could see the sleigh that parlay and push the fat guy. I sigh, ain't no sign, but everything under this tree in my house is mine. My bike that and this plastic nine to do fine till next year come. I try to see the same thing, they got us brainwashed up. And when you find it ain't no Santa, Christmas still mean a lot. Cause it's the time to get together and give all you got. You got food, good moods, and what's better than together with your people? Swear wishes, give a toast by the tree, it's Merry Christmas.
Santa Claus,
kiss your mic, kiss your mic. Santa Claus on the ceiling, Jack Frost chilling, pinch the Grinch for being a holiday villain. Season's greetings, all the proceeds are brought to you by the church house where we'll be eating chestnuts roasting on the open fire, singing my jingle, where is Kris Kringle? I didn't cop and I ain't even shout. I even stayed in the house when the homies tried to sneak me out. Now all I want for Christmas is my 6-4 Chevrolet and a granddaughter for her grandmother Beverly. Ain't that something? Nah, ain't that nothing. How it's Christmas time and my rhyme steady bumping. Everybody happy, hair still nappy. Gonna steal a gift for my old grandpappy. Catch me giving out turkeys at the church house. Don't try to work me, just stand in line and everything gonna be fine. Holla at your folks, boys, going damn. Ain't no helps from no elves, just the dog pan. And we passing our gifts, blazing up splits. Christmas on the road, can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Santa Claus.
It's coming straight.
Christmas Eve, I believe. 76 was the year. Girls and boys full of joy with the season cheer. Smell the sky, hella pies and cakes getting baked. To be ate after everything going off your plate. But wait, not tonight, it's straight beans and rice. On the table, are we able to receive tonight? I wonder what the morn bringing, so it's hard to doze off. 3 o'clock in my socks, I crack the dope song. Hoping when I open the door, I see Santa. Now who the hell is this in this blue bandana? Messing with the boxes that's up under the tree. Look like Santa Claus and crossed into a woman to me. Now I'm coming to see the whole picture get clearer. How we have less as X-Mex get nearer. Mirror, mirror, please, it seems I've been deceived. And thank it, same trick for the gifts I receive. So I freak back and act like I ain't even peeped it. This'll be me and mom's private secret.
Santa Claus.